When we are overrun by any situation in our life, there's a two-way view try to fix things.
那有两个可以解决问题的方法。
We are such a fixer, we try to fix everything.
那我们是一个很会修理问题的，我们常常就来修理。
Unfortunately, we don't know we are human, we cannot fix everything.
可是呢，我们只是人，我们没有办法修理任何东西。
Another way to do things is instead of fixing things.
那另外呢，如果不修理东西的话呢？
We fix our eyes on God.
那我们可以就是眼睛。
Hebrews chapter 13.
定睛在他的身上，希伯来书十三章。
And Jesus, Paul said,
保罗说,
he called Saul like a Jesus. He says,
他说,保罗说,
focus on Jesus.
你定睛在耶稣身上。
Fix your eye on Jesus.
定睛眼睛定睛在耶稣身上。
Because he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
因为他是今昨日今日以后都是一样的神。
Why?
为什么呢?
We are children of God.
因为我们是神的儿子。
Children of God should be fixed on God, of course.
那我们作为神的儿子，当然我们的眼睛要定睛在神的身上。
We are not children of God, we may fix on the world.
如果我们不是他的儿子的话，我们就会定睛在世界上，这是很自然的。
Right, we are born of God.
因为我们是从神而
生。So we understand, when we are born of God, we have set a mind on things above, not on earthly things.
那如果我们是从神而生呢，我们就是把眼睛定睛
在他身上。Because Bible said, whether you like or not, you die.
因为圣经上说，不管你喜不喜欢，你都会有一天你会死亡。
Your life hidden with Christ in God.
但是呢，你的生命呢是在藏在耶稣基督里的。
Christ is your life.
耶稣基督是你的生命。
So you must live out the life of children of God.
那你必须像神的儿子一样来生活。
And also when he appears, you will appear with him in the glory.
那你当他在显现的时候呢，你也会跟他一样在荣耀中显现。
That's a tremendous promise.
哇，这是一个极大的一个应许。
And Jeff Bezos, the chairman of the Amazon, is not children of God.
那亚马逊的这个 CEO 呢，他并不是神的儿子。
But Tamara are the daughter of God.
但是 Tamara 是神的女儿。
She's richer.
她更有钱。
Because when we see God, we'll appear with glory with Him.
那当我们看到神的时候呢，我们就跟他一起在荣耀当中。
We belong to the royal family.
好的，我们就是这个王室的人。
But when, just Bezos or Bill Gates, he died, and he's not children of God.
那呢，这个 Bill Gates 呢，比如说这个有，他们死了以后，他们呢？
You can see why God wants us to know we are dearly loved.
那你就知道为什么神让我们知道我们是如此的被爱。
Because we are dearly loved, we are children of God. We must put on the character of God.
因为我们是神的孩子，我们就是要有他的这个形象。
The character of God is put on love, put on peace, put on as Mary saying thanksgiving.
那呢，有他的形象，我们就是要穿戴上这个爱，穿戴上这个平安。
We forgot.
穿戴上刚才没有讲的敬拜。
We forgot. Hey, when good things come, blessings come, hallelujah.
那我们常常是好事情来，我们就赞美神，哈利路亚。
When best things come, something you don't like.
那不好事。
Sorry, God, where are you?
不好事情来呢，我们就问神呢，你在哪儿
？God become the Santa Claus. God is the one who serves you.
那这个神呢，就好像是这个圣诞老人一样，好像是他来服侍你的。
No. When good things come, bad things come.
那好事跟坏事来的时候呢？
Makes no difference.
其实是没有任何区别的。
Because God is the same.
因为神是一样的神。
In the Bible, no is a yes.
圣经里呢，就是不是，其实也是是。
Because God knows what's the best for you.
因为神知道什么对你来说最好。
So we must understand one thing is that God knows what's the best for us.
所以我们要知道神知道什么对我们来说是最好。
Even you don't want the best,
即使你不想要那个最好的，
God still won't give you the best.
可是神呢，还是要给你最好的。
The problem is not God. We don't want the best, but God insists He will give you the best.
那我们的问题就是我们不想要最好的，可是神要把最好的。
Because He's a good father.
因为他是一个好的父亲。
So today we focus on prayer.
那我们今天的主题呢，就是祷告。
The prayer does have too many things. First, the first thing about prayer is that we want to see the result.
那第一关于祷告呢，就是我们想看到结果。
When we see the result,
我们看到结果的时候，
seeing is believing.
看见就相信了。
We focus on the things, focus on the gift.
那我们就是眼睛专注在就是这个礼物，这个结果上。
We are not focused on another thing. Say, when you get one thing, you get one thing.
那我们就是我们的眼目定睛在事情上，就是我们要这个，我们得到这个。
And tomorrow we ask for another thing. The next day, ask for another thing.
那第二天呢，我们又跟神要另外一件事。
Unfortunately, cannot build relationship things.
然后第三天又问神要第三件事情，但是呢，我们没有办法通过
when you see
东西来建立关系。
And believe.And that is a miserable life.
如果你要看见，你才相信呢，你的生命将是一个非常。
Without faith, you cannot please God.
因为人非有信，不能得神的喜悦。
We must move up. Instead of seeing the result, we want in the Hebrew 11, you must believe in Him.
那呢，我们就是。不要就是看见才相信，我们要像希伯来书十一章讲的，就是我们是就是没看见之前我们就相信。
We believe and we know God loves us, and we believe we have faith. The Bible wants us to have faith.
那我们相信，我们知道神爱我们，然后圣经上说我们需要有信心。
You focus on your faith.
你要把。眼目专注在信心这方
面。So we try to improve, we move up the things, look at the things, look at the faith. Then before we receive it, and we believe God will give it to us.
所以呢，我们就是不要专注在事情上，而是专注在我们的信心上。没有事情没有发生的时候，我们就要相信。
And this is better because you focus on faith now.
那这是更好的，因为你现在呢，你的眼睛呢是专注在信心。
But still, you focus on your faith.
那但是呢，你只是专注在你自己的信心上面。
The Bible Jesus always say, "You are people of little faith."
圣经上常常说，哦，你们这些小信的人。
Our faith one day we think we feel really good.The next day, you don't feel really good. It's up and down.
那我们的信心就是有的时候我们就哇，好像很有信心；有的时候觉得哎呀，我信心很小，就好像是一个那个悠悠球一样。
So when you pray, it's better than seeing is believing. It's believing is seeing is better, but still, our faith is not dependable.
那呢，就是不管是你先看见了，我再相信，或者你先相信才看见了，但是我们的信心都是没有办法。
Our faith is not based on the Bible. Our faith is based on our feeling.
那我们的这个信呢，并不是建立在圣经上，而是建立在我们的感觉上。
And the Bible wants us to move deep.
但是圣经呢，希望我们能够走得更深。
Instead of focus on the things, the gifts.
不要定睛在这个事情，这个事件上面。
Instead of focus on my faith,
就是不要定义在我自己的信心。
It's self-centered.
因为那是一个自私的信心。
God wants us to focus on the giver.
那神需要我们定睛的是那个给予者。
Not the gift.
不是那个礼物。
The thing.
不是那个东西。
Not you yourself.
也不是
because you have little faith.
自己，因为你的信是小的。
We focus on the giver.
那我们要定睛在呢那个给予我们的神。
When you have the giver, you have everything.
当我们有这个给予的人神呢，我们就有了一切。
We talk about it many times. He who has God has everything.
那我已经说了很多次了，如果有神呢，你一切都会有。
Seek the giver more than the gift, then you get everything.
那你要专注在这个给予的人，然后你就会拥有所有。
So the giver, instead of focus on the gift, when sometimes when we receive the gift, we just look at the gift. We forgot the most important thing is not the gift, it's the one who give you the gift.
那当你专注的就是是那个东西的时候，你得到这个东西，可是你忘记了更重要的是那个给你那个东西。
You focus on the giver, focus on God, focus on the source. You have everything. That's why the Bible, he who seek God has everything.
那可是你定睛的是在那个给予者的那个源头的时候呢，你就会知道那是更重要的，因为圣经上说呢，就是有神的人就一切都有。
He who has God has everything.
有神的人一切都有。
Psalm 145 focus on if you seek the Lord with all your heart and you're going to find him.
那诗篇135篇讲的，当你用全心的来寻求神的时候，你就会找到他。
When you find him, everything is flowing, everything is with you.
那你找到他的时候，你就什么都有了。
So today we're going to look at the one example how we're going to pray the prayer of focusing on God.
那我们今天呢，就是来讲一个例子，怎么样能够就是祷告呢？是专注在他身上。
And the first thing we look at is the God's will is for us. You remember the second first Thessalonians chapter 5:16.
那我们就是在那个帖撒罗尼迦第一章
In the New Testament,
第一章
What's God's will? God's will is rejoice always.
那呢神的心愿就是要常常喜乐
Pray unceasingly.
不住祷告
Continually.
凡事先
Give thanks in all circumstances.
凡事先
Give thanks in all circumstances. This is the will of God for you in Jesus Christ.
那这个是耶稣基督在 神里边给你的旨意。
So the important thing now is the God's will is for you to give thanks.
那神的就是希望你是要常常要凡事先。
When someone say thank you, it means you already received the gift. That's why you say thank you.
那呢，如果有人跟你说谢谢呢，是因为他已经收到礼物，他就跟你说
It's nothing to do with you see the thing. It's nothing to do, even you believe or not. Is you thank you means you already received it.
那不是说你得到了东西或者是你的信心而是 你说感谢的时候呢你已经相信你得到
As if you already receive it
就好像你已经得到了一样
It's the truth
那这个是一个真理
So does the will of God want us to be thankful
那神的心愿呢就是希望我们常常的感恩
You say okay to be thankful only when I receive it No the Bible says when you prayYou should be thankful already.
那你会问说，哦，是不是我得到东西了，我再说谢谢呢？圣经上不是这么说，圣经上说是祷告的时候你就要感谢。
If you remember Philippians chapter 4,
那你如果你记得起腓立比书第四章的话
，When Paul wrote this, he's in the prison in Rome.
他写这个时候呢，他当时是在罗马的监狱，保罗。
But he asked you to be rejoiced in the Lord, do not worry about anything.Chapter 4:4, that's Philippians.
那腓立比书第四章呢，就是保罗还在监狱的时候，他却说呢，你就是要常常感谢，不要为一切事情。
It's just do not worry about anything. Do not worry.
不要为任何事情忧虑。
That we know that way. Do not worry.
那我们已经知道了，我们不忧虑。
In everything, with prayer and petition.
那呢凡事呢就是以祷告跟祈求
Submit, represent your request to the Lord
把你心里所愿的就是交给神
And the peace of God will be with you
可神的平安呢就会与你同在
Then you don't need to worry
然后你就不需要担心了
Because you present your case to God already
因为你已经把你自己的问题已经交给了神
Did I miss anything in this passage? Looks like I missed one thing
那我有就是错过什么东西吗？在这个章节里边
，What's I'm missing?
Be thankful.
See, Tamara knows because she's going through the test.
你看 ，Tamara 知道，因为她已经经历过试验。
The Bible does not say only just pray, present your case to God, ask for anything, but with thanksgiving.
那圣经不只是说哦，你把你的事情交给神，而是说你要祷告，要以就是那个感恩来祷告。
Even without thanksgiving, the passage looks okay.
那其实你要是不拿走感恩，好像这个经节也讲得通。
But why suddenly it add a little, not even a sentence? Present your request to the Lord with prayer and petition.With thanksgiving, that's something looks like they add on.
那呢？可是你在读这个经文的时候呢，他就讲把你的请求交给神，但是呢，他又加上这个你要有感恩的心。
The true prayer means you pray, you ask God for something, at the same time you believe, at the same time you give thanks right away.
那呢？其实真正的祷告就是你祷告的时候，你把你的要的东西给神，同时呢，你要有信心，同时呢，你是要有感恩的心。
You give thanks in advance.
那你是提前就已经献上你的感恩。
When you say give thanks, it means you already receive it.
那你献上感恩的原因，就是因为你已经提前领受了。
When you say God, I thank you, and then you say, Hey, I already receive it. Thank you. Then I'm just waiting for the gift to come.From the courier, some other time, it's okay.
那你当你祷告的时候，你已经献上感恩了，你已经知道你会。
Your heavenly Father will be very happy.
你会知道你要的东西可能。
He even obligate. He's obligate. My children already thank me. I better do it.
那你的神也会想，哎呀，我的孩子已经给我献上感恩了，那我赶快。
That's the teaching of the Bible. Want us to give thanks first.
那所以这是圣经的教导，就是我们要提前的。
Since we don't have time to read all of them, but if you look at Psalm 136, 26 verses, all about give thanks to the Lord.
那如果我们没有那么多时间读，但是呢，如果你看到136篇诗篇136，你会发现有26个经节都在讲我们要献上。
26 verses, 26 give thanks to the Lord.
26节都在讲我们要以献上感恩的心给神。
For he loved you as a child or as his children.
因为他爱你，像爱你他自己的孩子。
That's why he will be good to you. He will give it to you.
所以呢，他是会对你，他会把该有的东西给你。
So the emphasis is that the prayer in the 136 is give thanks first.
那这个重点其实就是你要先献上感恩的心。
Thank you for his love.
谢谢他的爱。
Then receive it.
然后呢,
Because you know he's going to give it to you.
因为你知道他一定会给你。
Now that's the teaching of the Bible. Whenever you pray, you should not say, "I'll see it, I'll believe it."
那这就是圣经的教导，而不是说我们先祷告的时候，我们说哦，我看见了，我在相信。
You don't need to be Christian to do that.
你其实不需要成为一个基督徒，你就可以。
Or even say, "Hey, I believe it, so I will receive it."
或者说是我相信了，我就一定会领受。
That's Tony Robbins.
Totally what?
That's Tony Robbins, the positive thinker.
哦，那这是一个就好像一个。
He sell a lot of books to make money.
就是一个作者。
He sell hope. He sell positive thinking.
哦，他就是把那种就是好像那个成功。
Nothing wrong with that, you know. Just he didn't even know about tomorrow. He got his own problem, but he promised you.
他也自己有自己的问题，可是呢，他就是给你很多应许。
Or Deepak Chopra, or Dennis Wade, they all promise you, over promise you everything.
哦，他就好像其他的几个人，他们就好像。
But he has more problem than you.
他自己有自己很多问题，可是呢，他把很多的应许好像提前。
Divorce, the government go after his tax, or he is totally almost bankrupt.
那这个人呢，其实他也离婚，然后呢 他也就是政府，也就是因为他欠了很多税，可是呢，他同时他好像还建议你怎么生活。
So we listen to God, not just believe what.
所以我们要听神的，我们要相要。
Not focus on people or yourself or the thing. Focus on we believe. Focus on God's love.
那我们呢，就是重点是我们要。神的爱。
When we believe God's love, we for sure, we are certain, we're going to receive the gift.
那我们呢，定睛在神的爱的时候，我们就知道我们
from the giver
一定会从给予者那领受。
Why? Because you are children of God.
为什么呢？因为你是神的儿女。
It's a natural for the Father to give a good gift.
那对于一个父亲给好礼物给他的儿女
呢，是一个很自然的。What about if you don't receive what you ask？
但是如果你问了，可是神没有给你的时候呢
？You even have to be more thankful。
可是你更要感恩。
Because you're asking for the wrong thing。
因为你问的是一个错的东西。
The Bible said you ask a stone, God will not give you a stone。
因为圣经上说呢，如果你问神要一个石头，他不会给你。
You ask for bread, he'll give you a bread. If you ask for a stone, he won't give it to you。
如果你求饼的时候，他一定会给你饼。可是你求石头的时候，他不会给你石头。
He says, "Thank you, God."
然后你就会说感谢。
No is a good. It's good for me.
啊，他拒绝了是个好的事情。
It's like my son. I taught him many times when he was small.
那我的孩子。
Every day he want ice cream as his dinner.
那我的儿子，他每天晚上都想吃这个冰激凌当做晚餐。
He will die. I know if he keep on doing this, but.His mother said, "No." He cried, "You don't love me anymore."
那他的母亲说不行，可是他就哭。他说啊， oh, 你不爱我了。
Because God knows what's the best for you.
因为神知道什么对你来说是最好的。
We are human. We don't even know tomorrow.
我们是人，我们不知道明天会发生什么。
So you better give thanks when things not going your way. When God say no, you say thank you.
那所以呢，如果事情不是按着你的方向走的时候，你要感谢神。
Even more, because otherwise I'll eating stone, eating slate.
你要更感恩，因为呢，你会知道你吃的不是石头。
So the Bible, the highest faith, the climax of faith is giving thanks to the Lord.
那呢，这个信心的这个高潮呢，就是我们要感恩，献上感恩。
It's not.Getting the things.
而不是说领受。
It's only one gift.
领受只是一个东西。
It's not, hey, my faith is strong. I believe God will give it to me. But no, you focus on yourself.
而不是说哦，我的信心很强啊，我一定会得到的东西。
A lot of things not good for you.
这样的话呢，你的信心是在自己身上。
Right, most people they won the 649 and within 2 years they went bankrupt.
那一般呢，就是赢了这个649的这个彩票的人呢，通常两年之后就会破产。
Not only that, they divorce.
啊，不仅仅是这样，很多都离婚。
Looks like something's wrong there.
好像有些事情出了问题，
Corrupted.
就好像有些毁坏。
No, you don't know what's the best for you.
其实你并不知道什么对你来说是最好的。
Faith is good.
信心是好的。
But the faith in God's word, faith in God's love.
但是你的信呢？信心呢是建立在神的爱，信神的话语。
Psalm 118 don't depends on people, rich people, or even princes.
那呢，诗篇118篇说呢，你呢不要信靠那些就是王子或者是有权有势的人身上。
Focus on God's love.
但是呢，你要专注在神的爱。
That's why it says, "Give thanks to the Lord for His good, His love, and do us forever."
所以呢，就是我们要，感恩，现在感恩，因为呢，他的爱是恒久。
要清洁耶和华。
要清洁耶和华。
因他本为善。
因他本为善。
他的慈爱永远长存。
他的慈爱永远长存。
You should translate in English.
Give thanks to the Lord.For his good, his love, and
we focus on God. No, no, don't focus. Don't focus on your faith. You know, the highest faith actually is thank you.
那呢，我们不要专注在东西上面，也不是专在自己的信心上，
wins,
而是我们要专注在。
I received it already.
也是专注在感恩上，就是
我
已经领受了。
When I was small, I told my mother I want this, and I thank her in advance.
那有的时候，我小的时候，我妈妈给我说，她会给我什么？
I don't want to listen to say no or not.
提前跟她感谢谢。
But my mother said, "Hey, okay, hey, little kid, okay, give it to him." So I for sure I'm gonna get it.
那我妈妈以前就跟我说，哦，我一定会，她是个孩子，我一定会给你的。
But I'm getting old. I use the same tactics.
那我现在老了，我还是同样的。
It doesn't work.
但是
anymore.
但是我的但是却不灵了。
My mother said, "You are a grown man. You already grow up."
那我妈妈说
，Why are you asking for this childish thing?
我妈妈就说，哦，你都长大了，你为什么还问这些
？Right, God will look at our situation.
这些小孩子的东西呢
？But for sure, God is a good father. Everything in Christ is yes.
那呢，神会看看着看着我们个人的成长情况。
Good for you, there's no accident.
看着我们个人成长情况，就是给我们相对应的东西。
Today John's come is God's will. That's no accident. He come here because God wants to give him something.
那呢，今天 John 来呢，是不是一个偶然的？神有好东西要给他，所以他来了。
That's no accident.
没有什么偶然的事情。
Because every hair God already come.
因为神已经数算了我们每一根头发。
Even how many hair you drop on the sink today, he knows too.
甚至你头每天掉了多少头发，神都知道。
There's in our hairs around 100,000 hair in each head.
那每个人呢，其平均呢，可能有10,000根头发。
God's promise around 7,000 to 10,000 in the Bible.
那呢，神在圣经里的应许呢，大概是7,000到10,000。
If you pray according to the Bible, God will answer your prayer.
如果呢，你按着神的应许来祷告呢，神就会应许你的祷告。
Because you said God, you said it.
因为你可以说啊，因为神你这么说的。
In here, God have no choice.
啊，在圣经的这里，你说的，所以神也没有办法。
So God's promise to you is 7,000 to 10,000 promise.It means if you divided your head into 10 parts, you just hold on to your head. That's how much God's promise.
那神的应许是
7,000 to 10,000. We don't even think about that. We don't even pick up one of the God's promise. And we are missing a lot of blessings, my friend.
那我们如果我们就是处一下呢，我们拿着一撮头发，然后就大概神给我们多少的应许，可是我们常常都不这么想。
My Bible have only around 2,000 pages. It means every page at least have 3 or 4 or 5 promises.
那我的圣经大概有2,000页，那基本上来说，一页的圣经大概有三。
Mean you open your Bible
3到5的
anytime, you just point your finger, that is a promise there.
啊，就是意思上说呢，你打开你的圣经呢，随便点一个
at least 4 or 5 promises.
随便在一个页上都能够找到一个应许。至少3-4个应许。
We miss a lot God's promise.
其实我们就是错失了很多神的应许。
We pray for the wrong thing.
那我们就祷告一些不好的。
We miss a lot of blessing for the children of God.
那我们也失去了很多神祝福他们的机
会。Remember, we are children of God. We are not human beings. We are children of God.
你要知道，我们并不是人类，而是神的儿女。
You say, "Ah, Duncan, you be careful. I'm a human being. God know. God said, 'No, you are born of God.'"
那你会说，哎，丹肯，我不是人类吗？但是像神说了，你是从神而生的。
If you're not born of God, you are not children of God.
如果你不是从神而生的，你就不是神。
Born of God, when you believe Holy Spirit go into you, the Spirit of God go into you, that's why children of God.
那你怎么样成为神的儿女呢？乃是当你领受
圣灵。How you become your son, the son of your father, because you have a DNA of your father.
那你怎么成为你父亲的儿子呢？因为你在他身上有他的 DNA.
The Holy Spirit is the DNA of God. Once you have it.You are children of God.
那圣灵呢，就是像神的 DNA， 你有它的时候呢，你就是神的儿女。
And a lot of rich people, they don't have the DNA of God.
可是很多有钱人呢，他并没有就是神的 DNA。
And DNA is money.
那这个他们的 DNA 是金钱。
And money cannot give them health and joy peace.
但是金钱呢，没有办法给他喜乐、仁爱和。
So how much abundant you are that you have?The Spirit of God live in you, then you live forever.
那呢，你生命的这个丰盛呢，在乎你神的灵有多少。
You cannot but live forever.
你不可能永远活着。You cannot live forever.
You cannot but live forever.
你不可以永远的相信。
Means you must live forever.
啊，这意思就是你必须一直活着。
You cannot say no.
啊，你也不可以说不。
Because the God Spirit is in you already. You are children of God. And you are children of God, you cannot say, I don't want it. No, God chose you. You did not choose him, he chose you.
那当圣灵在你里面，你就是他的孩子，你也不可以说，哦，我不是你的孩子，因为圣灵已经在你里面。
He'll bless you, keep you strong until the end.
他呢，就会祝福你，然后也一直扶持。
That's why you don't have worry.
所以呢，你就不需要忧虑。
So today we look at one of the example, We just talk about focus on thanking God, then your faith is the highest according to the Bible. That's the teaching of the Bible. We look at the
那我们今天看 节经文。
Second Chronicles. Second Chronicle, verse 20, chapter 20.
那就是
in the Old Testament.
在旧约的 Second
Sorry about that.
历代志，历代志第二。
Good exercise. I let you exercise a lot.
历代志下。
Yeah, too many notes. Too many notes. I have to get it all. Oh, one more. Okay, now let's look at, because we have so many Bible, we don't have time to do that. We just look at, focus on one example. And that's the teaching of Jesus too. Jesus always say, God, I thank you because you have heard me. I know you're going to continue to listen to me.
这也是耶稣的一个教导，就是因为神，耶稣常常就是感恩神。
Okay, verse 20, chapter 20.
历代志下二十章。
Okay, I left Anna to read the story.
从第一节开始。
对。
Okay, 我读中文吗？此后，所以 I gotta read in Chinese. So, the first one. 此后，摩亚人和亚门人又有米乌尼人一同来攻击约沙法。有人来报告约沙法说，从海外亚兰那边有大军来攻击你。如今他们在哈喜逊他玛，就是隐基底。约沙法便惧怕，定义寻求耶和华，在犹大全地宣告禁食。于是犹大人聚会，求耶和华帮助。犹大各城都有人出来寻求耶和华。约沙法就在犹大和耶路撒冷的会中，站在耶和华殿的心愿前，说：耶和华，我们列祖的神啊，你不是天上的神吗？你不是万邦万国的主宰吗？在你手中有大能大力，无人能抵挡你。我们的神啊，你不是曾在你民以色列人面前驱逐这地的居民，将这地赐给你朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔永远为业的吗？他们住在这地，又为你的名建造圣所，说倘若有祸患临到我们，或刀兵灾殃，或瘟疫饥荒，我们在极难的时候站在这殿前向你呼求，你必垂听而拯救，因为你的名在这殿里。从前以色列人出埃及地的时候，你不容以色列人侵犯亚门人、摩亚人和希尔三人，以色列人就离开他们，不灭绝他们。看啊，他们怎样报复我们，要来驱逐我们出离你的地，就是你赐给我们为业之地。我们的神啊，你不惩罚他们吗？因为我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道怎样行。我们的眼目当仰望你。犹大众人和他们的婴孩、妻子、儿女都站在耶和华面前。
Okay, we can stop right here now. The story is very simple.
这个故事是很简单。
There is a living around the Judah, that's a three different races.
那在犹大地呢，当时有三个民族的人。
That is the one who live in Moab.
在摩亚地住的人。
And they call Moabites.
他们就是摩亚人。
And another one is called Ammonites.
那另外的是亚门人。
And another one is called Edomite.
还有一个是
以东人。Edomite is the children, actually is the descendant of Esau.
那以东呢，就是以扫的后代后裔。
And the other two is the descendant of Lot.
那另外两族的人呢，他们就是罗德的后裔。
The cousin of Abraham.
罗德呢，就是亚伯拉罕的他的亲戚。
But now they became the enemy of the Judah nation.
可是呢，他们现在却成为犹大的人的敌人。
And they team up millions of soldiers try to destroy Israel.
那他们就是在一起呢，就是有很多成千上万的人呢，想要来攻击这个以色列人。
Jehoshaphat, the king of Joseph.
那约沙法王呢？
Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat is a devoted king. There's not many kings who worship God. This one is the one who worship God, follow God, like David.
那呢，当时就是寻求神的王的并不多，可是约沙法王呢，他就是非常的全心全意的寻求神。
In this impossible situation, and the first thing he do is pray.
那呢，在这样的一个情况下呢，他做的第一件事情呢，就是禁食祷告，就是祷告。
Fast.
禁食。
When things are overwhelming in our life, the first thing you do, the Bible always say, seek first His kingdom, seek God first.
那当你的生命有情况发生的时候呢，我们圣经的教
导。Come to me first.
第一件事情呢，就是要寻求他，来到他的面前。
He listened to the Bible. He focused on God first. Come to God.
那这个约瑟法王呢，就是遵着神的应许，就是先寻求他的面。
And with the whole nation.They come together and fast together to in front of God.
那呢，他们全民呢，全国的人民呢，都在一起禁食祷告。
And they all gather in front of the temple in Jerusalem.
那呢，他们就在耶路撒冷呢神的殿面前聚集。
They ask four questions.
他们就问了四个问题。
First, Lord.Are you the God in heaven?
第一呢，就是神啊，你不是那个天上的神吗？
You are the God in heaven, Yahweh.
你是那个亚威的神。
You rule the kingdoms.
那你也就是管理我们的国。
You are powerful and mighty.
啊，你是有能力的。
Nobody can stand you.
没有人可以能够就是站立的住在你面前。
That's the first thing he's reading the Bible in the Old Testament, and especially David always used this language.
那呢，就是这个是就
You're a mighty God, powerful God.
他这个常常是大卫会这么说，你是天上的神，是
And in Psalms too.
大有能力的神。
And also.God is powerful God in Psalms 2 in the story of the Moses story too.
那在那个诗篇第二章呢，还有摩西的故事里边呢，都有讲到神是那个大能
大力。I just use one example that in the Second Chronicle chapter 29, David used exactly the same word. You are mighty God, power and might are in your hand. No one can stand you.
那呢，在这个历代志第二章呢，大卫用了同样的。
All these four questions appear in the Bible. First, he grabbed the promise of the Bible. He focused on the Bible.
那呢，他同样的就是讲到说神呢，他们先抓住神的应许，说神呢，这是你的应许。
You are big God.
啊，你是那个大有能力。
You are mighty God.
你是大有能力的神。
And then.He looked at this mighty God, this big God. The problem became small.
当他们定睛在这个大有能力的神的时候呢，他们的问题就变小了。
When we don't look at the big God, our problem becomes so big.
那我们定睛不定睛在这个神身上的时候呢，我们的问题就会变得越来越大。
That's why God wants you to give you a big problem.
所以神呢喜欢给你一个大的问题。
To train you to focus on Him instead of yourself.
来就是训练你呢，就是定睛在他身上，而不是在。
At the beginning, you depend on yourself. Oh, the problem is too big, overwhelming, impossible.
一开始你可能会定在自己身上，说哦，这个问题太大太难了，我没有。
But when you look at God, He is a big God, create the whole universe. Everything is under His control. He is the rule. He is the ruler. He is the Almighty God, the Most High God. Then suddenly, your problem.Your health, your money, your job becoming so small.
可是呢，你当你转身呢，定睛在这个大有能力的神身上呢，你会发现哦，你的问题、你的健康、你的金钱、你的工作这些问题都变得少了。
That's why it's a blessing. God give you a big problem.
所以呢，当神给你一个大问题、大困难的时候，你要感谢。
Then you rely on the big God.
以至于你可以来依靠这个大脑的神。
The problem will shrink into so small.
你的问题就会变得好
tiny，
越来越小，越来越小。
Step on it.
啊，小到以至于你可以踩在上面。
Nothing. This is nothing.
这是小事一桩。
But when you focus on yourself, oh, too big.
可是你
like a snowball all running over me.
可是你定在自己身上，你就觉得哇，好像一个大雪球把我压过去。
That makes a difference. If you focus on God's promise, your problem is not a problem because God created the universe, create all your cells in your body. If God doesn't hold on to the sun will not come out tomorrow.
可是你想看啊，你这个大能的神创造了宇宙万物，创造你身体每一个细胞。如果不是他举着这个太阳的话，这个整个宇，这个天。
Jehoshaphat, very smart king, he focused on God's mighty power, God Himself, the creator of the universe.
那这个约沙法王呢是非常聪明的，他定睛在这个创造宇宙万物的神。
I'm the children of God.
啊，我是神的儿女。
Of course, Old Testament have no concept like it, but in the New Testament, you look back on the Old Testament, we more understanding. We are the child of God.
那当然就是旧约的人没有办法像有新约人这样子的开启。
Why you worry about?
我们是神的儿女。
Your stupid job.
为什么你还担心你这个愚蠢的工作呢？
Why you worry about the immigration?
啊，为什么你要担心你的移民呢？
Why you worry about your boss?
啊，为什么你要担心你的老板呢？
Why you worry about your wife?
你为什么要担心你的太太呢？
A tough wife is good for you.
一个强壮的太太对你来说是好的。
Shape you into a kind man.
那个凶悍的太太能够让你
A lovely man, loved and lovable like God.
成为一个好的丈夫，能够爱那个无法爱的人。
That's the Bible talk about unconditional love. You know, agape love means you love the unlovable. When you love the unlovable, you can love everything.
那这就是圣经里讲的这个无条件的爱，就是你呢能够爱那个不可爱的。
That's God's love. God's love make everything lovable.
那这就是神的爱，神能够把一切不可爱的都变为可爱。
Actually, it's your attitude. If you love something, if your enemy become your friend, all you need to do just start to be friendly, then suddenly.You eliminate your family, your enemy because they become your friend.
那其实这是一个态度的问题。然后当你呢看到你的敌人呢，你把他看为朋友的话，你就失去了这个。
The best way is dig deeper.
这个敌人就会变成你的朋友。
Dig deeper, receive the love from God, ask for more love, then the problem will be solved.
那所以我们就是要问，从神那得到
更多的爱。
It's nothing.
If you're getting love from God, God's love is.Continuous, is inexhaustible.
那当我们就是不停的问他爱的话，他就会持续的给我们，因为他是永无止境的爱。
Then you can continue. The more you love, the more God give you more love, and the more you love, the more love will come through you. Then you become a loving person.
那你问神要爱的时候，他就不断的给你爱，不断的。
You solve the problem.
然后你就成为一个蛮有爱的人，然后很多问题就会能得到解决。
And God can do it because God already give you the spirit of love in your heart. He pour out His love into your heart.
那神可以做到，因为呢，他已经浇把他的爱浇灌到。
It's not you do it; it's God do it. You are new self. You are not the old self. The old John is not John. The new John is real John.
那呢，不是我们做到的，乃是神做到的。那个旧的老我已经过去了。这个 John 不是以前的 John， 而是一个新造的 John。
The old John, the ex John is not the authentic John. The authentic John, the original John is the John in Christ.
那个过去的 John 呢，并不是真正的 John。那个真正的 John 乃是在耶稣基督里重生的这个 John。
Sorry, John, we have another young Christian called John too. He's listening.
Okay.
I'm talking to him.
不好意思，我们还有另外一个 John 在 online 在 Zoom.
Now the first thing is he focused on the mighty power of God.
那我们要第一要定睛在这个大能的神。
The problem become nothing.
你的问题就变得就是可以踩在地上的问题。
That's easy. God create everything. You know? Why you worry about the little thing?
那是很简单的，因为神已经创造了万物，你为什么要担心这个事情呢？
Second, he's even smart. The second promise. First, he lay hold of God's promise, grasp God's promise. God is a mighty God, is a big God. I'm an only human being. The problem becoming so small, disappear. Second, verse 7. Hey, God, did you say you gave this land to Abraham? You promised.
那他第一，他说哦，他抓住了神的应许。他说：“你不是天上的神吗？你不是万邦的主宰吗？”第二呢，他又抓住了神的应许。他说：“你不是把这地赐给了亚伯拉罕的吗
？”We had a deal.
啊，我们已经签过合约的。
You cannot say no deal.
啊，你不可以说啊毁约了。
He asked, God, deal or no deal?
啊，他们在问神，到底有没有啊？到底有没有这个合约呀、啊、
？God said, of course, there's a deal because I promised.
那时候当然了，我已经有应许啊。
2000 years ago, I promised Abraham.
啊，我2000年前已经应许了亚伯拉罕。
I make a mistake.
啊，我。
That's too bad, you know. God, you make a mistake. You promise.
啊，我。
A deal is a deal.
那神啊，你已经应许了，那这个应许就是一人一言既出，驷马难追。
He looked at God's promise.
他就看到了神的。
Looks like this prayer is not a prayer. The prayer just tell God, you told me what, I just do what you want. You must grant the prayer.
这个感觉好像不是一个祷告，他只是跟神说，神啊，你应许了。
But you can be that smart too. All you need to do just read the Bible and grab the promise. God, you said it.
那这是很聪明的，其实你也可以，就是你读圣经，然后你找到神的应许，然后你就抓住这个应许，跟说神你自己说的。
You promised Abraham to give us this, the Canaan, this land. So now these people want to destroy us.
那他们就说神啊，你已经应许我们这块地是我们的，可是现在的人呢要来追杀我们。
The promise in the Genesis 17:15-17, and quite many times.But we don't have time to read.
那这个应许呢，可以在那个创世纪十七章那几个经文里找到。
And he goes further. He double down like Donald Trump, double down.
然后他呢，就是他们就是更深一步，就好像加。
Like Putin, double down.
加码来就是跟神说。
And then it says, okay, well, verse 9, when we pray in front of this temple.You said you will listen and grant us the prayer.
然后他们第九节就说，我们在急难的时候站在这殿下里呼求，你必垂听而拯救。
That is when Solomon dedicated the temple. He built the temple, dedicated. He prayed this prayer, and God answered him, "Yes, I will do it."
那这个是在那个所罗门建殿以后呢，他献殿的时候做了这个祷告，然后神说啊，好，就是跟他应许了。
Because Yahweh, God, appeared to Solomon the night after he dedicated the temple. Yes, I will do it for you.
那呢，当这个所罗门王献殿的第二天呢，神就有向他。
Whatever you pray in front of this temple, and even you commit this and sin for all these things, I will forgive you.
那呢，当时就是神的应许，就是说，如果你在这个殿前面祷告呢。即使你犯了罪呢，我都会来应许。
I will grant your prayer.
我就会答应你的祷告。
You see, he just keep telling God, you promised that.
其实他就是不停的跟神说，神啊，你应许了。
My wife always tell me, you promised. I said, did I promise? Just long time ago, I remember.
那我太太老是说，你答应我了，你答应我了。
No、
我说
choice,
我有答应你吗？
No、
我。他说：“我记得你答应我。
Right. ” You promise that's a 2 carat.
你答应我要两克拉。
VVS.
两克拉。
VVS mean perfect. Perfection.
就是、
There's no defect in that diamond.
就是那个钻石是完就是完美的，没有瑕疵的。
That's $60,000.
这是16,000块钱。
But you promise.
但是你。你应许了呀，60,000块钱。
No choice.
You bought it. 那我也没办法。
When you said you said it, that is powerful.
当你说哦，你说了，你当你这么祷告的时候，这是很有力量的祷告。
And this is not something, this is something to save the whole nation, right?
这个就是能够拯救万民的一个祷告。
That's the third promise. He grabbed God's promise.
那他这是他抓住了神的第三个应许。
Out of the 7,000 promises in the Bible, he's just so good in the history, what God said this and that, and every time he just tell God what you tell me.
那在这个七千到一万的这个应许当中，他们是这么的认识神的历史啊。
God cannot argue with him.
他就找到了他们神的给他的应许。
Really smart.
然后跟神说：“神啊，这是你告诉我的。”
You can be that smart too.
但是呢，我们也可以跟他一样，就是这么聪明。
And you can be smart. God, you said that when three or four people pray together, you will grant it.
我们可以像神跟他一样说哦，神啊，你的应许就是当两三个人同心合意在这祷告的时候，你就与我们同在，你自己说的。
Don't be that stupid, because when you pray alone, that's useless sometimes.
所以呢，不要这么愚蠢。有的时候你自己一个人祷告。
When you people are grieved, you pray for something. God have no choice.
那当有一组的人呢，三四个人聚集同心合意祷告的时候呢，神也没有办法。
Right? Even Mary asked Jesus, hey, to turn this water to wine.
那当玛利亚呢，让那个耶稣说，你把这个水变成酒。
That's quite unreasonable because he's God. He's supposed to save people. He don't turn things into something in that wedding.
那你想想看，这是很愚蠢的。他是一个神啊，他其实不应该把就是在一个婚礼上呢。
And he tell his mother, my time is not yet.
那他跟他的母亲说呢，我的时候还没有到。
Can you wait?
你能等一下吗
？But the mother persists.
但是这个妈妈呢，就是强烈的要求。
The mother tell Jesus, no, he did not tell Jesus. He already make up his mind. Her mind, she said, okay, just you this servant right in there. You just listen to what he told you to do.
那其实他也没有跟耶稣怎么继续的讲，他就直接已经做好决定了。他就跟仆人说：“哦，你听耶稣说什么
？”Just listen to what he tell you to do.
你就听耶稣跟你说的，你就做。
He put Jesus on the spot.
那他就把耶稣就是放在那个 C 位。
Then Jesus still accepted, right? Because he honored the mother. Because the Bible says you honor your parents.
那呢，耶稣也没办法，因为圣经上说你要就孝敬你的父母。
Mary is very smart.
那玛利亚呢是非常聪明
，as smart as Tamara，
就像 Tamara 一样聪明。
Hey, you said that.
啊，你说了。
Honor me, seek first his kingdom, the rest will be given to you.
啊，你说了，就是先求你的国和你的义呢，其他一切。
Then the whole church pay for her.
整个教会就为他祷告。
To God, this little disease is nothing.
对谁来说，这么小的一个就是病是没有什么事情都没有的，一脚踩下去。
Double down, still nothing.
加倍的也没有关系。
So be smart.
所以我们要聪明。
Here, and he gave God what you said. Even some of them may be something personal. God has no choice.
那有些
to honor.
那有一些呢是非常私人的，但是谁也没有办法，因为他必须要答应。必须要承诺他的应许。
Now, verse 10 to verse 11 is another story. It says right here, these three people, the Moab, right, and the Ammonite, and also the Edomite, these three races try to destroy us.
那呢，在第十节呢，他有讲到，就是亚摩利人、亚门人、摩亚人，还有这个以东人。
But in the number in the Bible in the Old Testament, the number 20, chapter 20, it says right there, God tell us, He tell Moses, God told Moses not to destroy them first.
那呢，但是你翻到这个民数记二十章呢？神有对摩西说，就是这三个民族呢，你先不要把他们。
Around 300 years ago, God said, "Okay, when Moses passed by these three races, God said, spare them, don't kill them."
那是三百年前，就是摩西呢要经过这个地的时候，那神跟他说，这三种民族的人，你先不要杀灭他。
God spared them.
那是因为神的怜悯，神并没有灭绝他们。
But now they came back, try to destroy us.
可是呢，现在呢，当时没有杀到他们，他们现在却来杀我们。
It means he's accusing God. God, are you a God of justice?
其实呢，他们就是在问神，神啊，你是那个公义的神吗
？I spared them. Now they want to kill us.
啊，我们当初就是饶了他们，给了他们一条性命，可是他现在要来杀我们。
Are you just?
啊，你是公义的吗？
Then he doubled down, even more doubled down. He said, God, they are too strong for us. Three nations against us. We don't know what to do.
那他最后呢他又在加码跟神说哦神啊他们太强大了他们有三个国家。
We don't know what to do. Our eyes only on you.
我们不知道该怎么办我们的眼睛只有定睛在你身上。
God, you clean up this mess.
啊神啊你来清理我们这些问题。
This is a mess you create.
这是你自己制造的一些麻烦给我们。
We spared their life, now they come to mess us up, try to kill us. You finish the mess.
那我们当时饶了他们一命，可是他们现在要集体起来攻击我们。神啊，这个你来亲自的来处理这个问题。
In our hotel business, you know, that's when raccoon all over the place.
那我们在我们的酒店呢，有一个问题，就是有很多的那个浣熊。
I told my employee, says, let the raccoon eat something because they're poor. They have nothing to eat.
那我就跟我的员工说，那你就给一些东西给这些浣熊吃啊，因为他们很饿。
Then they don't put away the big garbage.
那给他们一些吃，他们就不会老是去那挖那个垃圾。
But all of a sudden, those raccoon bring in more raccoon all over the place. It's all a mess now. It's a mess.
可是呢，这些浣熊呢，又把它我们给的东西吃以后呢，这些浣熊又带来很多其他
的浣熊。I have mercy on them, give them, but they mess up the whole thing. People complain.
那我给这些浣熊有怜悯，可是这些浣熊呢，却加倍的来。
I tell them, okay, John or not John, okay, what's the name? Gomez or Robert, you clean up the mess.
那我就跟这个我的员工哈 ，Robert。啊，你去来把这个问题清理一下。
But you know he said, you let them do it. You clean it up.
可是你知道他怎么说吗？他说是你造成的这个问题，你自己来处理。
Of course he's joking, right? You don't talk to, you know, someone who pay your bill, right? This one.
啊，当然我们这是开玩笑，我们不可能以这样的口气
跟
我们的老板这么说。
You mess it up, you clean up your mess.
可是呢，他却是。这条是很有理的，因为呢，你自己造成的问题，你自己来处理。
Then finally, okay, of course, no, we use other people clean up. We have to clean up people too, right? Now here, but and God, he accused God to make up this mess because they spare these people. Now these people come in to mess them up, to destroy them. God, are you a God of justice?
那当然，我们后来也找了清洁公司处理这个。浣熊的问题，那他这里的讲呢，说神啊，我们当初饶了他一命，现在这些人要来杀我们呢，神啊，你是公义的吗
？Joseph is very smart. He does not give up. He look up.
那呢，这个约沙法王呢是非常聪明的，他没有就是绝望，而是他呢抬起头来。
God, this mess you have to clean it up. We don't know what to do. Our eyes on you.
他说神啊，我们不知道该怎么办，但是我们的眼睛在你定睛在你身上。
We are powerless.
我们没有办法。
Very smart. I don't do nothing.
我很简单，就是我什么都不做。
You mess it up. You are justice, right? You do it.
那你是公义的，然后呢？但是你这次你搞砸了，那你来自己。
He focused on God. Now he grabbed four promises of God and tell God in his prayer. This is supposed to be a prayer, right?
那其实这是一个祷告，对不对？可是呢，他是抓住了神的四个。
Supposed to be very humble, right?
祷告是不是应该是很谦卑的呢
？But looks like he is the boss. He ordering God.
但是这里的祷告听起来好像他是、那个。
But God accepted.
好像是他那个他是个大老板。
Because God said it.
跟神这么来 argue。
It's in the contract.
他的神啊，你是。
In the Bible.
这个是在圣经里边。
There's a promise.
我们的签约合约里边有的，这是你的应许。
We are powerless. They also humble. I'm powerless.
他们也是非常谦卑，因为他们是没有办法。
My wife tell me I'm powerless.
那我老婆也常跟我说啊，我没力了。
Now you go up to roof, there's a broken tile.
那你去屋顶上，那里有一个坏的瓦片。
You fix up the tile. I'm a woman, I'm powerless.
啊，我是一个女的，我没有这个力气，你去修这个屋顶。
You promise me before marriage, you are a handy man.
我你结婚之
前 did I promise you?
你结婚之前你说你可以什么都修理的呀？啊，我有这样的英雄答应过你。
I'm just finished work two times. No, you said that.
我太累，不 ，no, 你自己你说。
You go up.
你说的错过了，你现在去。
Right? That's a very powerful argument.
其实这是一个非常有力的一个理论。
Then, after these four promises, they Joseph and grab hold of God's promise and pray this prayer. You know, God said God cannot say anything. And also after he said that, he become quiet. With all the children, all the family stood in front of God in the temple. Verse 14, the spirit of the law then says,
那呢他当约沙法王做完了这个四个祷告抓住了神这个四个应许之后呢，他们就和他们的婴孩儿女都站立在耶和华面前。那这个时候神的灵呢就临到。
God has to say something.
那神呢就要说了一些话。
Verse 15.
那十五节这里。
Do not be afraid.
啊，你不要害怕。
Do not be discouraged.
啊，不要就是害怕。
This vast army.
这个大军。
At least a million.
这个大军，至少有一百万的大军。
Relax.
啊，你要就是放松。
Be still.
你要安静。
The battle is not yours, but God's.
那呢，这个败胜呢，不在乎你们。这个征战是属。
If he read the Bible, have the promise. God, we lay hold of the promise. You tell God, hey, this is what you do. Then all you need to just relax.
那呢，当你跟神说哦这些问题的时候呢，之后
you don't have to say nothing.
之后你不需要说什么，你就安静。
God must do something.
那神必须要做。
And he will do something.
他也会
He'll continue to do something.
他也会持续的来做。
Because your eye is on him.
因为你的眼目在他身上。
And you are powerless, you are humble.
而且你是无力的，而且你是软弱，而且你是谦卑的。
And God said, I will take care of this.
那神就会说，我来处理。
The battle is not yours.
这个征战不属乎你们。
It's my battle.
征战属乎是我的。
But sometimes we are stupid. We fight God's battle.
但有的时候呢
let me do it, God.
我有时候我们去打了神的征战你说神
After you pray you say God let me do it How can you do it
当你祷告完你说哦神啊我来做可是你怎么做呢
Of course something you can do you must do pray
那当然你该做的事情
Something you have, must do have faith
那你要祷告你要有信心
But your faith is very little I tell you
可是呢我们的信心都是小的
You think you have big faith? No.
你觉得你信心大吗
God depends on faith to do things will be finished. God will wait forever.
如果我们神依靠我们的信心来做事的话那可能这个就神要等永远
God wait for you to come back wait forever.
神可能要一直的等你回来
God has to do something extraordinary to bring you back.
神必须要就是超自然的做些事情把你带回来
By your free will, God will never coerce you, force you, but He'll do something so big, you must come back.
那他给你自由意识呢？他你可以做这个。
By your free choice.
可是神要肯定是会做一些事情。
Because God has done mighty things for you.
以至于你可以自愿的回来。
So here, God say, Jehoshaphat, I cannot do anything. You're right. God looks like the God who's like a servant now.He said, okay, if I said that, you will let, I'll do it, it's my battle.
那呢这里耶和华就说、约瑟法王你说的是对的那你现在呢就安息那我来做这个事情。
Don't do God's work.
你不要做神的工作。
Do your work is pray.
那做你自己的
工作。First pray, first read the Bible.
第一就是祷
告。And make sure this is along the will of God.
祷告读经相信知道你做的是属乎神的。
Then you are powerful.
然后你就会有
You pray with power. That's why Jesus said in John 15, "If you remain in me, my words will remain in you."
那呢，就像那个约翰十五章耶稣说的，你在我里面，我就会在你的里面，我的话语在你里面。
When my words in you, whatever you pray will be answered.
那我的话语在你里面的时候呢，你祷告就会得应许。
That's the wine and the branches, the relationship.
啊，这个关系就是那个葡萄树与。
If you have my word, you pray, then I will answer, and God will be glorified too. Then you are truly my disciple.
那你有我的话语呢？你按照我的话语祷告呢，我就会做，然后你也是我的真门徒。
If you don't read the Bible and pray, you are not very smart.
那如果呢，就是你不读圣经，你祷告呢，但其实这不是很聪明。
If God grant you, you are by luck. This is just lucky.
如果神应许你祷告呢，其实只是你幸运而已。
But God will not keep it this way because you never learn.
那神不会一直让你这样子，因为你这样子永远都没有办法长大。
God want you to read, want you to pray, want you to rely on Him.
可是神希望你能祷告依靠他能够收割
and do not fear
那这里说了你们不要害怕
that's in the Bible 365 times do not fear when each day God tells you do not fear
那呢圣经里有365次提到你不要惧怕也就是说你一年的每一天呢你都可以跟自己说你不要惧怕
I will be with you
我必与你们同在。
You will see the deliverance the Lord will give you 17.
那十七章呢，就是说呢，你会看到你们的。
Jehoshaphat so happy, and they all bow down, humble themselves in front of God.
那这十八节呢，就是约沙法王呢，好高兴啊，他们就伏在。
And give thanks to the Lord.
然后呢，以赞美感谢神。
And God still tomorrow you face the enemy.
那这里他说呢，明天呢你们去迎敌。
But don't do anything.
但是什么也不做。
Think about that.
你想想
face the enemy, but don't do nothing.
你想想看，你明天去面对你的仇敌，但是你什么都不做。
The enemy look at the binocular. This guy just sitting there having wine. Do nothing.
那你的仇敌可能拿着望远镜看着你，哎，这个人为什么在喝酒啊
？What the hell is going on?
他们为什么在喝酒庆祝啊？他们发生什么了
？Because God.Tell them just sit around.
因为神就是让他们这样子，让他们坐着。
In certain place.
在某一个地方。
Certain way.
某一个方式。
Don't need to fight.
不需要来去征战。
You listen to what God tell you to do because God is with you.
那你听神的话，因为神与你同在。
What they do? They praise God and give thanks to the Lord in a very loud voice.
那他们做的是什么呢？他们是以极大的声音来赞美。
He's very smart in Psalm 149. When you praise God, actually you're attacking Satan.
那呢，在诗篇一百三十九篇说呢，当你敬拜神的时候呢，其实你是在攻击撒旦。
149. When you praise God, give thanks to God, you are attacking. You are in an attacking position.
那呢，在诗篇一百四十九，他这么写的就是，如果你在敬拜赞美的时候呢，其实你是在攻击撒旦。
It's like what? It's like you're holding a two-edged sword.
就好像你拿了一个两刃的剑。
Satan will who?
撒旦就退
化。That is the sword of the spirit.
那就是神的灵的剑。
Praise means attack.
那呢，你的赞美呢，就是你的。
Because when you praise God.God will come down with the angel, and you're in big trouble.
那呢，当因为你敬拜赞美的时候，神就是与天使一起降临，然后呢，仇敌就有麻烦。
One angel can kill around 190,000 people in one of the examples in the Bible.
那呢，在圣经里有一个例子呢，就是一个天使呢，杀死了19万的人。
It means if Putin tried to invade Ukraine, if someone pray.God sent one angel, and the 200,000 army will be gone.
那就好像是那个普丁来攻击乌克兰，如果有人祷告，然后神差派了一个天使。
Example by example, each angel is very powerful.
那其实很多例子就是天使呢是非常有力。
If God want to fight you, you are doomed.
那如果神要与你对立呢，那你就完了。
And he's very smart. He praise God. No, what he do? And he.Talk to his counselor. Those people, his counselor is the one who knows the Bible.
那呢，这个约沙法王呢，就跟他的就是 同盟的一起来下
面。If you read his life, he is the king who read the Bible. He studied the Bible. He sent people to teach the Bible to the whole nation.
那如果你读圣经呢，你就会知道呢，他是一个非常爱学习圣经的一个王。他也呢，差派很多人去各个地方呢教导圣经。
And they decided we don't need any F-35 jet fighter. We don't need any missile. We don't need any nuclear bomb. All we need to do is to send a choir, the choir in front of us.
那么他们决定哦，他们也不要什么战机，也不需要什么那个火箭，他们只需要就是差派一群就是那个演唱。
Just a small group of choir.
会唱歌的人在。
What they sing? They just singing. Give thanks to the Lord for His love endures forever.
那他们就是只是唱歌而已，敬拜神说，说哦，感谢神，你的慈爱永远长存。
If I'm the enemy, look at them. Hey, this guy, what they're doing? They're sitting around, then send a choir in toward us, give thanks to the Lord, you know, and so on, and His love endures forever.
那如果我是仇敌，我就很纳闷。
What kind of better plan is that?
我就会想说，哎，他们在搞什么呀？为什么他们在唱歌？为什么就唱哦，我神的慈爱有。
They didn't know the Bible said, you know, when you singing, God will come down and attack you.
可是呢，他们却知道圣经，当我们敬
拜祷告的时候呢。Because God, He is the only God. The Bible said He is the only God. The Bible said many times, 164 times, Jehovah is only God. Remember, He is only God. There's no other God competing.
那在诗篇圣经里讲过一百多次，就讲说神是那个唯一的王，唯一的神，没有别的神。
You don't need to pray to other God.
你不需要跟神别的神祷告。
I'm the only one. There's only one God. That's me.
哦，只有一位神，我就是那位独一的神。
So Tamara prayed to the one God, to the right God.
那神的
Tamara the only God
就跟那个唯一的神
the
对着神祷告。
Is,
no. 那我们的问题就是小菜一碟。
So he just keep thinking, thinking, thinking because he understands the Bible. You know what happened? Verse 22. Just when they sing and give thanks and pray, suddenly there's an ambush. The Lord set ambushes.
那呢，在二十二节这里讲了，他们在赞美敬拜的时候呢，耶和华就差派伏兵来攻击他们。
Where did they come from?
那这些兵是从哪来的呢？
Definitely, it's not the choir.
肯定不是那个刚才演唱的那些吧。
Definitely it's not Israel. It is not the Jewish.
也不是那个以色列人。
Must be angel.
一定是天使。
And not knowing that, they're killing each other too.
不仅仅是这样，他们这些人也开始起来互相。
And suddenly there's a big confusion.
互相残杀，然后突然他们就是很困惑。
They don't know whose enemy he tried to kill. They kill each other too.
他们也不知道他们的仇敌是谁，他们就相互残杀。
And after 3 days, or 2 days, or 1 day, and the Israel find out they all dead.
那呢，过了一天、两天或者三天，以色列人发现，哎，这些人都死了。
In the valley of Baraka.
那呢，在这个谷中，这个。
Not only they left behind so much treasure, it takes 3 days to collect the plunder.
那他们就是留下了极多的财宝，他们需要三天才可以把这些掳物、这些东西给带走。
When you praise God, that is a blessing too.
那当你敬拜、祷告的时候
，God will do the job for you. You don't even know why. You don't have to ask why. You don't need to understand.
你当你献上感恩的时候，神就会做他那份工，甚至以至于你都不明白。
Because that is not only seeing is believing. Not only believing is seeing.That's beyond believing and seeing.
那不仅仅只是看见你才相信，这个是超越了你的看见。
That's supernatural because you thank God in advance.
因为这是超自然。
God must do the job.
超自然，因为你提前呢已经献上了感恩。
Because you know the Bible, you pray according to the Bible. Jesus wants to pray according to the Bible.
因为呢，你是按着神的应许来祷告。
Of course, it takes a lot of time to study the Bible. That's why you must study the Bible.
那当然了，你要提前呢，要认识圣经，你要学习圣经。
You cannot pray, you know, pray about something without knowing the Bible.
你不可以就是没有认识圣经之后呢，你就。
If you want the prayer to be effective.
如果你想要你的祷告呢是大有能力的话。
So there's three kind of blessing. The first blessing is the material thing, the branches can take them 2-3 days to collect.
那第一，他们得到的就是真正的财宝，他们花了三天来收取这些财宝。
27 They are rejoicing.
那第二呢，就是二十七节，他们就是非常欢欢喜喜的。
Because the God of winning, God don't lose battle.
因为呢，神得胜了。
He never lose battle.
因为神得胜，他从来都不会失败，都不会败。
If you pray according to His will, He will win the battle for you.
如果呢，你就是按他的心愿来祷告呢，他一定会为你。
You just give thanks in advance, rejoice in the Lord.
那你就是常常的祷告，献上你的感恩。
You have joy.
你就会有喜乐。
Not only that, 30, you have peace.
第三十节呢，你还会有平安。
People respect the nation now.
那呢，后来呢，就是人呢，他们也
Nobody wants to dare to attack them.
那其他人呢，也不敢再与以色列人征战。
Verse 32, he followed because he followed the way of his father Asa and David did not stray from them. He did what was right in the eyes of God.
那呢，这三十二节讲呢，因为约沙法王呢效法他父亚萨所行的，不偏左右，行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
His focus is not on the seeing. He did not even pray about the defeat of the enemy.
他的眼目呢，并不是定睛在东西。
He did not tell God how much faith I have.
他没有说祷告说神啊，对方一定要输。
When you give thanks to the Lord in advance, you are as if you already received the gift. That is the highest, the climax of faith.
他也没有说，就是说哦，神，你看我的信心，而是呢，他就直接拿着神的应许。
You don't need to, because that included everything already. When you give thanks to the Lord, be content with what you have said. God, God, thank you.
那当你就是跟神说感谢神，然后你有一个满足的心。
Whatever happened,
不管发生什么
，I know that's the best for me.
我知道这个对我来说是最好的。
Because you want to give me the best.
因为你想把最好的给我。
And when you do that, you don't need to worry about anything. Then all you need to do just keep saying the Psalm 136, Psalm 118, 107, so many Psalms. It's just always.Give thanks to the Lord for His good, His love, and do so forever. All you need to do is just remember this promise. This is a promise.
那我们只要定睛在神的应许上面，在像诗篇那一百一十八、一百三十九都有讲到，就是我们就献上我们的感恩。
Some of the things you cannot be sure, but you can still thank God.
那有些东西你不确定，可是你还也是可以向神献上感恩。
You're so good. You rejoice. You don't worry about anything.
那呢，你就是不需要担心任何事情。
You are free.
那你是自由的。
You are humble and gentle. Now you lay all the burden to God, then you become joy and peace, and that is the power of the Holy Spirit.
那呢，你就是温柔谦卑，把你的重担卸在神的身上呢，你就可以像他。
Today God wants you to pray this prayer.
那神今天想让你跟他一样做这样的祷告。
Grabbing hold God's promise.And thank God in advance.
抓住神的应许，提前的献上感恩。
Faith is important only as far as you just have faith. You don't need to measure your faith. You said, God, I have faith. But when you have God's word, you will have a certain faith, or almost like a fact. But when you give thanks, the faith is already as if you receive already the gift. And because you focus on the gift.
那我们不可以就是好像衡量我们的信心，然后呢，但是呢，我们提前献上感恩的时候呢，其实我们就是已经相信神已经。
So today we learn something very simple.
所以我们今天学到的是非常简单。
Fix your eye on God.
就是定睛在神身上。
Lay hold of His promise, grab His promise.
紧紧的抓住他的应许。
There's 7,000 of them. Almost every page you just point. Oh, that's it.
有七千个应许，所以你随便。
God knows what you need, then you pray about give thanks in advance. It means you're attacking, you're receiving already.
那呢，我们就是献上感恩的时候呢，你就知道我们其实是在攻击，已经是在跟像撒旦来征战。
Okay, today I think that's enough.
就讲到这。